Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. To God be all the glory. We thank God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and may we not forget all of his benefits and his privileges David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. There is power in your praise. When you praise God, there's a power released from glory that empowers you, that enables you, that equips you, that, hey, glory be to God, that strengthens you and it encourages you. So we thank God that we have the ability to praise God. We have Pastor Reddy, my daughter Reddy, in church on Sunday, Psalm 150. It said, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. And you are breathing, I am breathing, or we would not be on this line tonight. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
We have breath in our lungs, or we would not be on this line tonight. So he said, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Praise him with the cymbal, praise him with loud instruments. We don't mind that new creation church praising our God. We let our voices be heard because God is worthy. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. A few thoughts I want to share coming from the Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 1. We're going to go right into our time of prayer. We are praying and fasting for 21 days. Beginning on January the 8th, we will conclude on January the 29th, turning down primarily meats and sweets, certain red meats and hamburgers and porks. We are not doing fish and chicken. Yes, water, healthy juice, apple juice, orange juice. We thank God. To God be the glory. But we are fasting and abstaining for a season because the Bible says when Daniel, hallelujah, it was 21 days. 21 days, Daniel prayed, and the angel said, when you first prayed, I heard you. Amen.
Amen.
So we thank God as we fast for these 21 days that God is going to honor us as we turn down our plates and turn our prayers and our attention toward glory. Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 1 says this, people of God, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it he being dead yet speaks. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and it was not found, he was not found because God had translated him. For before he was translated, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please.
Amen.
For he that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Main emphasis on verse number 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. One of the biggest tricks of the enemy is to get us to that place of being hopeless. He wants us to get to that place where we feel helpless. But the Bible reminds you and I tonight that faith is the substance of things hoped for. That word hope, let's not go past that word hope too fast. Like a baby got to crawl before they walk. They have to walk before they run. So it is when it comes to faith. As a new believer, you learn about faith. You learn about trusting in God. You learn about believing in God. But sometimes, for many of us as a new believer, and even sometimes currently, it's reduced down to hope. Glory be to God. I'm hoping God will do it. I'm wishing and I'm hoping that God will change it. I'm hoping that things will work out. Hope is a good thing, people of God.
Amen.
When we see birthday wishes, and Pastor and I believe in celebrating birthdays, and we say make a wish and blow out the candles. When we wish for something, is there an area in your life that you wish was not there? Is there a situation in your life right now you wish it was not part of your life? And God is saying to you and me tonight, don't allow the enemy to get us to that place of hopelessness. Because hope is going to develop into faith. That's simply believing that God can and will do it. That's what he's saying about Enoch. That's what he's saying about Abel. That's what he's saying about how I formed this world. It was done by the things which are not seen. In other words, it was done by God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
I'm believing God for so much. And sometimes we can see in the natural how sometimes a building is erected and brick by brick, we see it in the natural. But there's some things in the supernatural, we don't know how it happened. It said that right here in verse number 1, it is the evidence of things not seen. In other words, sometimes when we see restoration, when we see God doing something, when we see it in the physical realm, we don't know sometimes how he did it. As long as he did it, we okay. That's why we're still fighting. That's why we're still pressing forward. That's why we're still moving. Because when you're hopeless, you don't want to go to church. You don't want to pray. You don't want to read the word. You don't want to go to God. That's a hopeless state. And the devil is a liar.
Yeah.
We're going to pray not to ever get there tonight.
Yeah.
We're going to pray that that spirit will never come on us. My wife wrote it in a child's book. Winners never quit, and quitters never win. You and I got to keep hope alive. Jesse Jackson had it right. Keep hope alive. Keep wishing. Keep wanting. Keep faith. Keep believing. But Pastor Anthony, I want to have faith. I want to believe. I want to trust. Well, if it's reduced down to hope, just hope it worked out.
Amen.
Sometimes our faith is not strong. Sometimes we're in weak faith. We're in a weak state. Sometimes situations have been around so long that we have diminished a little bit. We can't even label it strong faith. But as long as you got hope, you're okay. Amen.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, you said, why should we hope for things that we see? Right now, God, we are praying that we never lose hope in you. We never lose trust in you, God. We never give up on you, Lord. It is not by our doing that the impossible will happen. But God, like Enoch, we want to please you through our faith. Like Abel, we want to please you through our trusting in you. Like the great men who follow these people that I just read about. If you read the entire chapter, Bible says by faith, they believe God.
Yes.
And some of us want to have that kind of faith of these listed, but God is hard. Oh, come on. God is difficult. And as I read the list of those that we read about in Hebrews chapter number 11, they did not always have strong faith, but God, they had hope. They never gave up hope, and you turned it into faith, and you did the impossible. So I'm praying for me, my wife, the New Creation Church family, every listener listening tonight, that we would never give up on hope. We would never give up on wishing for the best.
Yeah.
We would never give up on wanting things to work out and wanting things to change. We will never give up our faith in Almighty God, no matter how dark the hour gets, no matter how dark and dim the weight gets, no matter how troublesome it is. Lord, help us tonight to keep the faith. Help us tonight to keep hope alive. Help us tonight to believe that you can restore everything. You can restore the relationship. You can restore that bank account. You can restore those of us struggling in our health to good health again. You can restore, glory be to God, those what the enemy have taken away. You can give it back. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost right there. Somebody going to get it back. Somebody, oh, there it is. Say, Pastor, that's me. Like Job, he lost everything, but he got double for his trouble. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody just going to get it back. I don't know what you lost. Maybe you lost a car. Maybe you lost a home. Maybe you lost a good relationship. Maybe you lost some of your healthy well-being, health that was in your body. But God said restoration is yours right now. If you receive it, restoration is yours. If you believe God, he's going to give you a brand new body. He's going to give you a brand new opportunity. He's going to give you a brand new chance to get it right and do it over again. Only God can do that. That's why we repent. That's why we ask for forgiveness, because God forgets it. We humans remember, but God says, I'll throw it into the sea of forgetfulness. God say, today is the first day of the rest of your life. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray. I pray for every marriage under the sound of our voice. I pray for everyone looking for employment. I pray in the name of Jesus, those struggling with their health, that you would heal them in the mighty name. Oh, I felt that when I said it. In the mighty name of Jesus, somebody is healed. You already healed. You already set free from that infirmity. You are already delivered. But, Pastor, I'm still on these meds. It doesn't matter. Take the medicine. Do the right thing. But God has already healed your body. Oh, glory be to God. I was on certain medicines during the chemotherapy. I'm no longer on those medicines. Hallelujah. You ain't got to be no superhero. You don't have to be Superman or Superwoman. Follow the doctor instructions. You are already healed. Taking the medicine doesn't show a lack of faith. It shows a trust in Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, God will give you wisdom. God will give you courage. So, Lord, I thank you tonight for people who are believing for the best.
Yes, God.
For our people who are looking forward to this new year that you brought us into. Are people who are looking to be married, looking to start their own businesses, looking to start a ministry, those looking to step out and walk on the water of faith, those looking in the name of Jesus to move mountains, those looking to win souls for Jesus Christ, those who are looking for change, for better, for more, those who are expecting you, God, to do it. That scripture that we read tonight, God is all about you. You say it's impossible to please you without this kind of a personality, without this kind of characteristic of faith and hope. It says it's the substance of things hoped for. Pastor, I'm still hoping with pain in my body, you're in a good place. Pastor, I'm still hoping to be married. You're in a good place. Pastor, I'm still hoping to have enough money to pay my bills. You're in a good place. It's called walking by faith and not by sight. I feel God tonight, Pastor.
Amen.
Walking by faith and not by sight.
Yes.
Some of y'all are looking at a situation where you need God to move. Keep your hope alive. Keep your faith strong. Keep believing and praying to your God. So, God, we pray tonight, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God, you will turn every negative situation around. You will break every curse. You will break every chain that's trying to bind your people up. You will erase every bad memory, every mistake, every error, every bad judgment, every bad decision. You will work it out for our good. So, Lord, as you created creation and you saw that it was all good, we thank you for the good. We thank you for the best. We thank you for more increase, abundance. Because, God, we want to please you by our faith. It says it's impossible to please you without it. So, Lord, we want to be like Enoch. We want to be like Abel. We want to be like Abraham and Noah and Sarah. We want to be like these great men of God, Daniel and David, in our generation, walking by faith and not by sight. So, Lord, as we pray tonight, strengthen somebody's heart. Give them, Lord, the boldness and the courage to move forward in spite of what they see. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. To God be all the glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, God. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That we walk by faith and not by sight, God. We thank you, Lord, for stirring up the gifts, oh God, within the bellies of your people. Even during this time of fasting and praying, God, you said in your word, as the man of God preached on Sunday, that this kind comes out but by fasting and by praying.
Amen.
So, Lord, we just pray, Father God, that everything that's coming against your people, oh God, that as we fast, as we pray, Father God, that it will be demolished, that it will be annihilated, that every demon on assignment will scatter. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the hands of Satan and we declare victory over every life,
yes.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the stirring up of the gifts, oh God, even as your people are on the phone tonight, God, you have created us for purpose, God.
Yes.
You have put divine purpose in our bellies. And Lord, we pray for divine purpose on tonight, God. We pray for an awakening of the giftings, oh God. Those that you have ordained, Father God, for even marketplace ministry as they go to and fro from work, as they minister to people in the workplace, in the supermarket, in the schools, my God, in their homes, as they minister to people, even those that you have called to minister in the church, God. We stir up the gifts on tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you for New Creation Christian Ministries, God. We thank you, Lord, for a great people, oh God, who are filled with power, oh God, and ordained with purpose, God. And we thank you for what you're about to do, Father God, in that great house, God. We ask, Father God, for maturity, lead, maturity, God, even as you grow us up in you, God. We thank you, Lord, for fresh infilling, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for relationship, that we're walking in relationship with you, God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you for victory. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah,
God,
for your hand upon our lives. So, Lord, have your way.
Yes, Lord.
Let this be the year of increase.
Jesus.
Let 2018 be the year of increase. Greater things. We're expecting greater things from you, God, in 2018. Thing. We thank you for greater things, God. We thank you, Lord, for a greater relationship.
Yes.
We thank you for a greater release of blessings. We thank you, Lord, for greater, Father God, in our income. We thank you for greater in our homes. We thank you for greater with our children.
Mm.
We thank you for greater in our personal relationships. We thank you for greater in our marriages. We thank you for greater, God, in the ministry that you called us to do in your church. Lord, we thank you for greater. We thank you for greater, God. We thank you for greater, God, that we shall do greater exploits in your name, God. In the name of Jesus, let us, Father God, continue, Father God, to move forward with purpose. Let us continue to keep you first. Let us continue to look unto the hills from where our help comes. Let us continue, oh God, to let the anointing flow. Let us not quench the Holy Ghost. Let us not grieve the Holy Spirit.
Exactly.
Let us, Father God, continue to love each other. Let us continue, God, hallelujah, to bless each other.
Yes.
Let us continue to be a blessing to your house. Let us continue, oh God, to keep our ears and spiritual eyes open, oh God, to hear and see what thus saith the Lord.
Yes.
Let us continue, oh God, to walk in power. Let us continue, God, hallelujah, to do our divine purpose on this earth. Lord, we love you today, and we bless your name. We pray for everybody on this prayer line, and we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
For the ability to continue to hope when it seems like all hope is lost.
Come on.
We thank you, Lord, that when the devil says no, that you say yes.
Yes.
We thank you that all the promises in Christ are yea and amen.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, that it is finished, that the finished works were completed on the cross.
Yes, God.
That everything that you ordained for us, that everything, oh God, hallelujah, you planned for us in your divine providence has already been completed, and all we have to do is walk it out.
Lord.
We thank you, Jesus, that no weapon formed against us can prosper. We praise you, oh God, because you are worthy to be praised. So, Lord, have your way.
Have your way tonight, God.
Have your way in this prayer line,
have
God. Take this prayer line to another realm.
Jesus.
Take this prayer line to another dimension, God.
Yeah, Lord.
Lord, Lord, let us tap into the untapped territory. My God, my God, my God. Let us tap into the unseen realms, oh God, in you, not in any other force, but in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, tonight we pray for Carmen Callow and her family, God, as they are over with their aunt on tonight, God, with Carmen's aunt in the wait services for her aunt. Lord, we pray, Father God, that you will touch that family,
yes,
that you will minister to that family, God, that you will uplift that family. We pray, Father God, that you will be the lifter of their heads to give them courage and strength, even as they go to the burial site on tomorrow.
Yes,
Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we pray for supernatural strength, Father God, to be imparted unto them on tonight and tomorrow, God. In the name of Jesus, so Lord, we thank you for that family. Bless that family in Jesus' mighty name. And Lord, we pray tonight for baby Zara. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. We magnify your name, God. We glorify your name. We exalt you, oh God. You are worthy, God. There is none like you, Lord. We pray for baby Zara on tonight, God, who was born what the doctors would say prematurely. But God, all timing is in your hands. All power is in your hands. We thank you for the miracle of baby Drea, God, that you gave us Ladria as an example of your power, of your mercy, of your grace, of your miraculous workings, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For the life of Drea, that she's growing up to be great, oh God. That she is the top and not the bottom, the head and not the tail. We thank you, Lord, that she is a testimony, that she is a witness of your glory. We thank you, Lord, that she too was born prematurely at 1 pound, 3 ounces, what the doctor would say prematurely, but she came right on time, God. We thank you for the testimony that her mother, Tracy Johnson, has given, oh God, about how you kept them and how you continue to show your hand.
Yes.
And Lord, we pray the same for, Father God, Sister Deja and her baby, Zara, in the name of Jesus. We know that you are able, God, that you did it before and you can do it again. So we pray for supernatural, miraculous breakthrough, even in the oxygen levels, as the doctors are concerned about her oxygen levels. God, we know that you are working things out. You are breathing through her. We breathe the breath of Jesus into baby Zara. We breathe breath into her. We breathe breath into her lungs. We breathe breath that she will be able to breathe, that she will be able to function, that she will, her brain cells will get the proper amount of oxygen, that her heart will get the proper amount of oxygen. So, Lord, we thank you for this baby, and we thank you for breakthrough,
Lord, thank you, Lord,
in her life, God. In Jesus' name, you are a miracle worker, and we thank you, Lord, for miracles in this earth. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Bless her mother, Deja. Bless her and keep her. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you for New Creation Christian Ministries. We thank you for the church. We thank you for every member, God. This is a church that you have set in the land, Father God, to bring glory to your name. And we thank you, Lord, for a people of power. We thank you for a people, Father God, who have a mind to serve, a mind to work. We thank you for a people who love you, a people who love their pastors. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in the house of New Creation Christian Ministry. So, Lord, we pray blessings upon every person that's connected to this church. We pray supernatural, exponential blessings to be poured out upon each and every individual. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we, your church, Father God, at 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey, are turning the world upside down. So, Lord, touch every person tonight. Touch every home. Touch the Johnson home, Tanisha and Tracy Johnson and Adria. Touch, Father God, hallelujah, the Thomas home, Akita and Nairobi, Niela, Sudani and Joshua. Touch the Callow home, Yvette and Carmen and Jessica and Kevin Jr. and Benita and all of the Callows. Touch, oh God, touch the Tucker home, Dolores and Maisha. Touch now, Aida and her children, Destiny and Tyke. Touch, Lord, Kayla, the Simmons household, Kayla and Marcus and Justin and all of our children, and Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. Touch, oh God, every household. Touch, God, Sister Cece and her children. Touch, God, every member of New Creation Christian Ministry. Touch, oh God, you are able, God. Touch, God, those who are coming, those that we don't know by name yet, those who are yet to come, those who recently joined, those who have been with us for a while, those that you are raising up. God, raise up an army, raise up the workers, raise up the prayer warriors, raise up the ushers, raise up the intercessors, raise them up, God, the prophets, raise up the teachers, raise up the preachers, God, raise up the deacons, raise up the youth workers, raise them up, the musicians, raise them up in that church, God, the ushers, the trustees, raise them up, God. We thank you, Lord, for the mighty work that you're doing in New Creation Christian Ministries, God. We thank you, Lord, for the sons and daughters that you have sent to this ministry. We pray for this prayer line, all who are part. We pray for Rita Leek, who's also a member of New Creation Christian Ministries, even as she's away from home.
Yes,
we pray for her and her children, God. We pray that you continue to bless her and keep her. We pray for Mother Mae Thomas, who's away from home in Florida. We pray that you continue to keep her. We pray for the Davis family, God, Lori Davis and her family, God. We put a hedge of protection around their family.
Yes,
we bind them Satan. We pray for Shatika Singly, oh God, and her husband, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for those members, God. We pray for everybody that's connected, Brother Jamal and Sister Gail, connected to the prayer line. In the name of Jesus, bless them in their household, God. Give them above everybody that we mentioned, oh God. Bless every household, God. Give them above what they can think, ask, or imagine. Touch them, oh God. Sister Marie, oh God, we pray for her and her household, God. Mama Koshelineke Nama. Koshelineke Nama. Sister Elaine and Prophetess Michelle and all of those who are connected to this prayer line. We pray for them right now, Shaquella, oh God, and Jamila, God. We lift them up to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are able to do everything but sell. We send blessing to every household. Sister Star, God. We send blessing to every household, God. In the name of Jesus, Prophet Anthony. Prophet Anthony, we pray for him and his wife. In the name of Jesus, touch, God. Touch every family, God. Touch every household, God. Oh. God says, I speak blessings over your finances. I speak blessings over your families. I speak blessings over your marriages. God says, I'm pouring out blessings in 2018. Expect greater things from me this year. The warfare has been intense, but God says there is no weapon formed against my people that can prosper. You, my people, are more than conquerors. Through Christ Jesus, you are already victorious. Through Christ Jesus, walk in your victory. Mama ko shele le ke da baba, o ko shele le de ke papa ko shele baba. So Lord, we thank you for this prayer line on tonight. God bless every household. Open heavens. Open heavens. We declare open heavens over every household. We thank you, Lord, for every seed sown in this ministry. We thank you for every tither. We thank you for every giver, God. We thank you, Lord, for every partner in this ministry, God. Continue to bless them, oh God. Continue to prosper, oh God. Continue to increase. God says, as you can have given, I'm giving back to you. Pressed down, shaking together, and overflowing. God says, as expect the miraculous in your bank account. My God, somebody better grab a hold of that,
yes,
and write it down. Where there was lack, God says there shall be no more lack. My God, will you have worried about how to pay the bills? God says, I'm making a way out of no way. Some of you need cars. God says, start walking around the car lot. Some of you are looking for houses. God says, this is the year to go out and survey the land.
My God,
God is clear. Cleaning up credit. God is clearing up debt in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
My God.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord, we thank you for this prayer line. Even as we open up the prayer line, we say, have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you want prayer tonight and you're listening via the internet, you can call 646-652-4832. And we will pray for you. If you're already on the line, if you press 1, we will take your call and we will take your prayer request. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We're going to open up the phone lines right now. God be the glory. We see some hands raised already. Pastor, what's that first area code?
832.
This is coming from the area code of 832. God bless you this evening. 832. God bless you.
Oh, good evening. This is Elaine. This is Elaine here, and I just bless you all. Happy New Year's 2018, Pastor Anthony and Rebecca.
Amen. God
bless. Thank you. We received that, and thank you for those kind words. God bless you.
Happy blessed New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Yes, another year. Yeah, no, I was just calling, you know, what the Lord might have to say about 2018 and for his, you know, prayer to, you know, cover me and make, you know, give me strategies to do what he would have me to do for 2018.
Well, to God be the glory. Let's lift that up before the Lord in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. You said in your word, seek you while you may be found and call on you while you are near. And God, we know that you are on this phone line. We know that you are on this prayer line because your word declared that where two or more gathered in your name, you would be in the middle, in the midst
yes.
of them. So, Lord, we feel the power of the Holy Ghost right now, even concerning Sister Elaine, in the name of Jesus. God, she's asking for wisdom. She's asking for direction. She's asking for knowledge. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, hallelujah, for your hand through the revelation, through the Logos word, that you will reveal knowledge from on high in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
so, Lord, we thank you. Glory be to God as she seek your face,
yes.
as she seek your hand, as she seek the leading of the Holy Spirit, that you, God, will come in afresh and anew. We thank you for the anointing that rests upon her life. Yes, we thank you for the desire that you have placed in our heart before she was in her mother's womb. We thank you as we decree and declare no weapon forged against her will prosper. So, God, we thank you for resources. We thank you for abundance being her portion for this 2018 year. We thank you in the name of Jesus that the strategies and a plan of action that you would download into her spirit, God, will prevail in the name of Jesus. We bind up opposition. We bind up every door that the enemy's trying to close. We bind up the spirit of witchcraft, those who are speaking against her assignment. In the name of Jesus, God, we cast down every negative voice, even the negative thoughts that's trying to infiltrate her mindset. In the name of Jesus, God, remove it. Give it a boldness and a courage, courageousness that she need in this season as she pursue her passion, as she pursue her purpose, as she pursue her assignment. In the name of Jesus, God, work out what needs to be worked out. Move every mountain that stands in her way. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you and we praise you for her life,
hallelujah,
her witness.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Koro o shaba. Re kere e korobo. Oh, glory, God. We thank you for her life. Thank you for her testimony. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We praise you. In this mighty name. Amen. Glory be to God. Even as you talked about the coming into a new season and a new opportunity, is just that for you. It's a new season and a new opportunity.
Yes.
You know, I said on Sunday, God gave it to me, and he told me to say it to you as well. He's going to be our co-signer this year.
My God.
He's going to be our co-signer, you know. Somebody that has the authority, the ability, the credibility to do sometimes what we cannot do. But once they put their signature behind our name, we're entitled to the same things they would be entitled to. And God is your co-signer as you go through this 2018 season. So that means favor is going to follow you throughout this year. God has already put his signature and his approval on the things that you are pursuing. So go forward. Don't try to figure it out when he's already worked it out. He's looking, and we read it tonight, Hebrews 11, walk by faith and not by sight. Sometimes that's not an easy thing to do, but he's already co-signed on so much that you're trying to do. But as the word says, sometimes it's just a test of our faith. So you move forward by faith and not by sight, because I'm sensing and I'm seeing that some things that you want out of the picture, but don't let that discourage you or distract you. God is your co-signer, and he has already given you approval. So go ahead and obtain and possess the promises of God. Amen.
Amen. I receive it. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. To God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. Even as our pastor was praying, I heard greater God. God says I need her to have an even greater expectation of me this year. God says there's some things that have allowed your expectation to go down a few notches, and God says I want you to elevate your expectation. Amen. Elevate your expectation. And I also heard God say he's going to do a quick work. There's a quick work that God's going to do. And right after that, Pastor started praying about the mountain, about moving mountains. And I saw you pushing up against a mountain.
Yeah.
You pushing up against a mountain. There's some things that you're trying to, you want removed. As Pastor spoke, there are things that you want removed, and God says, don't push at it. Speak to it. He said, don't push at it.
Speak to it.
My God. So there's some things that have shut your mouth, and you've been groaning at it. Don't groan at it. Speak to it. God says, begin to open your mouth and declare a thing over that particular mountain that you've been facing, and he's going to do a quick work to remove it. Amen.
Amen. I receive that. Thank you. God bless
you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Be blessed 2018. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. amen. To God be the glory, amen, for the great things he is doing.
Yes.
919 is going to be our next number, but I'm wondering who's on 908. 919 is our next caller, 919.
Hey, Pastor Rebecca, this is Michelle. How are you?
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, prophetess.
I'm doing really well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. Happy New Year's to you guys. I haven't gotten the opportunity to talk to you guys this year. I kind of stepped away from some, you know, just stepped away for a little while to get some clarity on some things. But I'm doing well. Are you guys doing okay?
Yes, yes. It's been a great season so far. We're fasting. We're praying. Great expectations this year. God is moving tonight.
God bless you guys as well. I was calling in tonight for prayer. I haven't started the line back, but I will be. But I'm not going to be doing the same times. I'm going to do, you know, mornings instead of doing afternoons or whatever. But I would like prayer tonight. Just however the Holy Spirit leads you guys tonight.
To God be the glory.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we praise your name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised, God. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace. We thank you, Father God, for Prophet Michelle. We thank you for what you're doing in her life, God, and even the blessings that you have bestowed upon her, Father God, as she has come out of 2017 and is entering into 2018. Lord, we bless your name and we worship you. Father God, just pray for her right now that you will continue to strengthen her, that you will continue to edify her, that you will continue to lead her, Father God, in the way that she should go.
Yes.
Lord, should we pray, Father God, that you will, Father God, just begin to open her eyes to discernment, oh God, and let her see the direction that you're taking her in this season. We know that you have a great thing for her to do, a great work for her to do, oh God. And Lord, just give her, Father God, even confirmation on what it is that you have called her to do in this season. So Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We magnify your name, God. We pray over her family. We pray over her finances. We pray, Father God, over everything that she puts her hand to, Lord, that you will bless everything that she puts her hands to. So Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Even as I began to pray, I saw you in the open space, in the open space, and you were just standing, and then you began to move around in an open space. And God says, as you continue to move around and move by faith, that he's increasing your territory, that he's increasing your capacity, and he's opening up places and spaces for you. God is making room for you in the name of Jesus. And I see you growing. I see there's a growth that's taking place. And God says this is the season for growth. 2018, as I was praying, I saw fruit. I saw fruit. It's a season of fruitfulness, that you will begin to bear fruit, much fruit in this season. And there's some things that are under the surface that are about to pop. There's some growth. There's some increase. There's some harvest that's been under the surface that has not come through yet, that has not come through the ground. And God says it's about to break ground. Even as you're standing in this place, it seems like a valley, but it's actually a garden, my God, because under the surface there's much fruitfulness and increase and harvest that's getting ready to take place. And everything that's dry is getting ready to turn into fruitfulness.
Yes.
Everything that's been dried up, God says, I'm getting ready to produce even in the desert situation. My God, hallelujah. God says, I'm about to produce even in the desert situation, even in the wilderness situation, I'm about to produce. Even as you're standing in that place right now, and it's a place of transition. My God, hallelujah, where God is transitioning you, hallelujah, from some hard places and hard times, my God, into another season, another dimension, my God, where things will get. You will be tried in this new place, and it will not always be easy, but there will be increase in this new place, my God, hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. I see you climbing. You're climbing in this place, and you're climbing, and God is taking you to higher heights, and it's a joint effort. You agreeing with God and moving out by faith to do the things that God has called you to do, and God is taking you as you climb. He's elevating you and taking you to higher heights in him. Hallelujah. It's almost like you're hiking, my God, hallelujah, and climbing up on rocks and stones and mountains, and God is just right there with you as your harness, my God, to hold you up even as you go up into these higher heights in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, even as she begins to do ministry again, even as she opens up the line, and God said, it will not be the same. You have spoken that I have revealed to you that you are not coming back the same way. Even as you've been on hiatus, even as you've been in a season of wilderness, even as you've been in a season of lack, even as you've gone through your trials and tribulations, even as you have experienced growth, God says it's all been conditioning and preparation for this next phase of ministry that I'm taking you to. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for what you're doing in her life, God, and how you're elevating her and how you have even connected her with some new people, with some people with a fresh oil and a fresh anointing, some people that have been assigned to her life since before the beginning of time. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, hallelujah, for the divine alignment, my God, hallelujah, and even a fresh perspective, my God. God says he's giving you new people in your life for divine alignment, but even a fresh perspective on people who have been in your life, my God, hallelujah. Lord, a fine-tuning of her vision. I see God fine-tuning. I see you sitting in optometrist chair, and God is fine-tuning your vision. My God, there's been a fine-tuning of your vision where they say it's better now or was it better before? And God is allowing you to see that it's better now than it was before. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for what you're doing in her life. Continue to increase her. Continue to bless her. Let this word, Father God, continue to speak even as we go off the line. Father God, continue to give her divine revelation as to the direction that you're taking her and what you're doing in her life in this season, and continue to bless her and her household. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. It's time to release that word. You know, the Bible says when you pray in secret, I'm going to bless you publicly. And God has seen you in your secret place. And God is going to bless you, as Pastor just said, publicly. So increase that time in that secret place, and God is going to continue to give you a public blessing. So walk by faith and not by sight. Amen?
Amen. Amen. I thank you guys so much. And I just want to let you know that I can't even... You know what I'm saying? I don't have the words, but that has been my prayers. So I thank God for being present. So I thank God for just confirming so many things. You know, just those prayers between him and I, only he and I would know. But I just thank God for so much confirmation. I really do.
Amen. God be the glory. Amen. Praise God. Get ready for greater. Get ready. Get ready for increase. Amen. And that toriel, that shoot or sprout coming up from the ground, that toriel, that season of harvest, you know, it's been spoken about, it's been prophesied about, and I see you still looking around, you know, at times for it. But God says, I have spoken it, and it shall surely come to pass. Not only have I spoken it through my prophets, you've heard it in the preached word, you've seen it in the written word, you've heard it in your prayer closet, and it shall surely come to pass. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It shall surely come to pass. My God. My God. Wait on it. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage.
God bless. It's going to be a great year for you.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. God bless you. Amen.
God
praise
bless you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. To God be the glory. Somebody go ahead and praise God. We praise you, God. We worship you. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. You're worthy. We have another caller. Area code 678. God bless you.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord of my soul, oh Lord, my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness, I'll keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord of my soul, all of my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship your holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing and the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord of my soul, all of my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before on my soul. I worship your holy name. And I worship your holy name. And I want to give thanks to God for the day that I was saved, for the day that he touched my heart. I thank God every day and every day of my life. I thank God that when I wake up, I can see that light, and I see it throughout the whole day. And I look forward to seeing it the next day when I go to sleep and wake up in the morning. I thank him for every single thing that he has given me and for always having that hedge of protection over me, my loved ones, and those who I care for. I love the Lord so much. He has done so much for me that there's no way that anybody could change my mind. He has returned everything that the devil has stolen from me. And I thank God. I worship him. I praise him every single day. I love you, Lord, and I love everyone on this prayer line, and I love this prayer line, my pastors, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony. I just want prayers for my cousin Carmen. She's at my aunt's funeral and traveling mercies, going up, you know, to Connecticut. She's got to go to Connecticut and coming back home. And God bless everybody on this prayer line, and be blessed.
Amen. We're going to lift that up before the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for Sister Maria, Lord, and she had a song talking about bless the soul. Lord, the word says, hallelujah, why gain the whole world and lose our soul? So we thank you, Lord, that you're watching over her soul tonight in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
her mind, her will, her emotions, God, they belong to you. And God, we put them under the blood of Jesus.
Yes, God.
So thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for protection. We thank you for provision. We thank you, Lord, that you, in the name of Jesus, will release promises to her in due season. So God, encourage her heart, strengthen her heart. Thank you for her son. Thank you for her household. Thank you, Lord, for every blessing that her hand finds to do in this 2018 year, in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you, hallelujah, that goodness and mercy that are following her all the days of her life. So, Lord, as she sing, as she witness, as she sing merry, joyful songs out of her spirit, God, let her be a beacon of encouragement for those listening in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up the Paolo family, her cousin, her relatives over in Connecticut, God, as they are at the home-going service, or they are at the wake and a funeral service on tomorrow, in the name of Jesus. Watch over Carmen and those traveling with her to the state of Connecticut, in the name of Jesus. Be with that family, Lord, in their time of mourning, their time of grieving. You said grieve and mourn with those who mourn. So, God, we lift them up to you. This entire family, Lord, it's a hard place, it's a hard season, but God, comfort those with the comfort that you comfort many of us with in the name of Jesus. So God, bless Sister Maria, give her the desires of her heart.
Yes, Lord.
Show her, Lord, through your revelation, hallelujah, the blessings of God which are stored up for her in the name of Jesus. So God, she is a blessed woman of God. She is fearfully and wonderfully made, and continue to order her steps through your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sister Maria, I just... This is a year of blessings for you, even the more so. He said this year, I hear the word greater again. He says it's that greater for me this year. There's some desires of your heart that are getting ready to be fulfilled on this year. There's some secret desires that you haven't spoken to anyone about. And even as you don't ask for much for yourself, God says there's a supernatural release of blessings that he has stored up especially for you. Because you praise me, because you love me, because you keep me first. Hallelujah. God says, I just want to bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. So God is also answering prayers as you continue to pray before him, as you continue to intercede. There's a spirit of intercession that's been released over your life. As you are allowed, God gives you the anointing to pray for and intercede for other people. And God says, even as you intercede for other people, those who are close to you, their prayers are hitting heaven. My God, in open heaven, your prayers are coming before him on his throne. And God says his ear is attentive to your prayers. Amen. So there's a spirit of anointing of prayer warrior over your life for this season. So God says, increase your prayer life, even your private prayer life. There is power even in your private prayer life. My God, those prayers that you can't share with anybody, God says there's power. Because of your praise, there is power in your private prayer life. And I just see a bowl of incense as your praise and prayers are going up before the Lord as a sweet smelling aroma. My God, hallelujah. So God is going to please continue to worship him. And Father God, we just thank you for this vessel, even as you are releasing the more. My God, even as you are releasing the more in her life, we just thank you, Father God, for that increase, that supernatural release, my God, of the more that you're releasing in her life. Your eyes have not heard, nor have your ear heard, nor has it entered your heart the things that God has prepared for you. He has prepared some things for you, my God, and God is about to amaze you with the preparation that he has ordained for your life. So, Lord, we just thank you for Sister Maria. Thank you for her always having a praise on her lips. God, thank you for the anointing that's on her life for intercessory prayer and worship. Continue to bless her and keep her and her family, God. And we just thank you, and we glorify your name today. today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
My God, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
My God,
thank you, Jesus.
Ready to get rid of him. Not only his stuff, but God is ready to give you more of him. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. More of you, dear Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Not your stuff, but I'm about to give you more of me. My God, hallelujah.
Thank you, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, glory.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Just like
thank
that.
You, Jesus.
My God,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
So you keep praising him. We're going to take one more caller, but you keep praising him while we take
thank
you off
you,
the air.
Jesus.
You keep praising him.
Thank
keep
you, Lord. Thank
him.
You.
Amen. We're going to take this last caller, area code 270. My God, God bless you.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. It had to be the Holy Ghost because I wasn't going to press one, and I looked at the time, and I won't prolong the time, but Happy New Year to everyone on this prayer line, and I thank God for New Creation Christian Ministry, and I just thank God for blessing me to be a part of this prayer line and wonderful Word Wednesdays. God shows up and shows out each and every time y'all come on this prayer line. Pastor Anthony, boy, you showed out last week, and I thank God for it. And I know Pastor Rebecca showed out also with a new book that God has allowed her to publish because he has given her a tongue and a hand of the ready writer. And I just thank God for blessing New Creation Christian Ministry mightily. And my word to the both of you, your trust and faith in God is your bank account number. That's supernatural. Y'all trust and faith in God is y'all bank account number, and I dispatch angels of financial revelation for y'all, and I thank God. I just thank God. I thank God for Sister Maria introducing me to New Creation Christian Ministry, and as I think the Holy Spirit just quickens me, I think it was 2016, I was getting ready to just throw in the towel and quit. And God put it in Pastor Anthony's heart for me to open up the prayer line. And I was like, Lord, that had to be the Holy Ghost because I know you can't quit on God. And I know
as
we say we are seeking him and we are chasing him, he's seeking and chasing us also. And I give all praise, honor, and glorification to the God that we serve. And I just thank God for using y'all mightily. I thank God y'all don't just have a spirit of prophecy. Both of y'all are prophetic. Y'all operate in the prophetic office. And I just thank God for blessing y'all mightily. This year is going to be a year of an abundance for New Creation Christian. Things that y'all have been praying for, things that y'all have forgotten y'all have been praying for, the heavens are open. God is pouring out blessings, blessings that y'all would not start to know how to receive because y'all are so faithful. Since y'all have been faithful with small things, God is about to bless y'all with many. And I know y'all breakthrough is waiting on y'all praise. And I know y'all praise God each and every day. And Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony, I just came to let both of y'all know the enemy is afraid of y'all. When y'all open y'all eyes in bed, he allows his demons to know they are awake, take cover, because y'all are operating in that authority that God has given y'all the approval to operate in because y'all are continuing to lead his people to Christ Jesus. And I thank God for allowing y'all to teach the unadulterated word of God. And it's not about y'all, too. Y'all always give God the glory for each and every endeavor in y'all life. Y'all give him the glory. And I just don't know how to thank him enough for the both of you. And like I said, my life has been enhanced because I glean from y'all, because the teachings, because the fire. I tell you, it's a fire burning in the both of y'all spiritual belly. And I just thank God. I just thank God for uncovering a new leaf in 2018 for the both of you. And I know y'all are blessed right now, but y'all just get ready, get ready, get ready. Wait for what God is about to do with the both of you. He's taking y'all to another dimension, and y'all know y'all got a different mantle. I know y'all got a pastoral anointing, but God is giving y'all a different mantle. And I just love the both of you, and I thank y'all for just pouring out y'all heart to us each and every Tuesday and Wednesday night. And I just give God glory and honor for allowing us to be connected to y'all. And I thank y'all, and I ask God to continue to bless y'all supernaturally, financially, and supernaturally. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Bless the wonderful name of my God. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God, we thank God.
Thank you.
Prophet, minister, thank you. Your
thank
wife
you,
and your family, your business.
Thank you, Jesus.
May God
thank you, Jesus.
Take blessings to you and your family
you,
in the name of Jesus. Lord, may overflow overtake you this year. May overflow overtake you this year. May the
thank
overflow
you,
of God's blessing
thank
overtake you,
Jesus.
This year.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name
thank
of
Jesus.
God,
thank you, Jesus.
God, as he uses
thank
enhancement,
you, Jesus.
Enhances marriage. Enhances ministry, enhances bank account, enhances anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. You are already enriched. You are already enriched in so many areas of life. He is a man of God. No, he's not perfect. Yes, you're still working on him, but he's a humble servant. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for his humility. We thank God for his anointing. We thank God for his faithfulness. In the name of Jesus, I bring the blood over his life. Satisfy him with long life. Protect him in the name of Jesus. Use him mightily, God, for your kingdom. The kingdom suffers violence, but the violence take it by force. So, God, we thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you for this powerful man of God in the name of Jesus.
So, God, my mouth, how you feeling, Jesus? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
As holy as you can. In Jesus' name, bless his wife, his wife, girl, bless his children and his grandchildren. May the hand of the Lord be on his life. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
No,
to the holiest of holies, the highest of high.
Hosanna,
Yahshua,
hallelujah.
Our God of salvation, Emmanuel,
hallelujah.
God with us. You said, tell him I am that I am sent you, and you are.
Yes.
Oh, a triumphant God
bless
that we serve. Hallelujah,
you,
hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Thank you,
oh,
man of
yes,
God.
Lord, yes, Lord, yes.
Praise the glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, you're worthy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Greater glory.
Thank
God
you,
says, I'm releasing the greater glory, greater glory. There's a weight of glory being released on you, my God, because of the light affliction that you have been under. My God, God says it's a light affliction. My God, hallelujah. He says, but I'm releasing a greater of glory. My glory shall be revealed, my God, to God.
the glory. God says, my glory shall be revealed even in the middle of every situation that has been trying to come or overwhelm you. My God, hallelujah. God, I see you. God, I'm raining on you and raining in you. My God, hallelujah. It's raining. It's raining. God, I'm raining on you and I'm raining in you. My God, hallelujah. Even as Pastor was praying, I saw shackles. I saw not even shackles, but they were chained. Like they tried to chain Samson and find the source of his strength, the source of his power. And every time they try to come in and chase you up and try to bind you up, devil tries to bind you up to try to strip away the source of your strength and the source of your power, you're like a mighty warrior. Breaking off the chains, my God, nothing can hold you, nothing can hinder you, nothing can halt you, nothing can stop you, because you have made up your mind to move forth with Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I see you even moving forward, my God. And you're like this mighty warrior, man of God. You're like this mighty warrior. And you're moving forward. And all of your family behind you. And you are leading your family out, my God, in the name of Jesus. And there are so many that are connected to you. And God, that's why you could not quit. My God, that's why you could not quit. Because there are so many that are connected to you, hallelujah, that the devil wants to destroy. But because of your witness, because of you refuse to compromise your integrity, even like Job, though he slay me, you have made up your mind that yet will you trust him. My God, hallelujah, hallelujah. And God says, I'm about to... I didn't even hear God, because when Pastor was preaching, I saw triple-fold. But God says, I'm about to triple, my God, some things in your life. Hallelujah. I'm going to pay you back, my God, not just double, but I'm going to pay you back triple, my God, for all that you have had to endure over this past 3 years, my God. You have suffered in silence. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. But God says, I'm about to increase. Hallelujah. I'm going to pay you back, my God, for everything the devil stole, everything the canker worm came, and the palmer worm and the caterpillar came to try to eat up. God says, you have entered into a season of divine restoration. My God. I hear God say, delay is not denial. My God, hallelujah.
Amen.
In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus, I hear God say, the waiting has up. There's been a purpose. There's been a reason for the wait. My God. And that's a double fold wait. W-A-I-T and W-E-I-G-H-T. There's been a reason for the wait. My God.
Amen.
But you can withhold it. You can withstand
Amen.
It. You can endure it. Because this light affliction is bringing forth a greater glory in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A triple fold anointing. My God. Hallelujah. A triple fold anointing. Get ready to be released. My God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus. Even in the shaft.
My God, because you're not trying to be popular, trying to make a name for yourself. Even in the shadows, a triple-fold anointing. There's a light coming out of the corner. My God, in the name, a bright light is shining off of you, my brother. God, and it cannot be hit. It cannot be covered up. It cannot be camouflaged. There is the light of the Lord shining off. And every man and woman that's anointed of me shall perceive it and see it. And every demon will flee in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Mama, Koshana, Mama. We glorify your name, God. Bless you, Lord God.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Bless you. Bless y'all, too. Thank God for y'all.
Amen. Going to be a great year for you, my brother.
Amen. Yes.
Well,
yes.
Praise
great
God.
Glory.
Praise God. Praise God. Glory
Amen.
To the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
But that was.
And let us say this. You're welcome to come and start the prayer line. We would love to have you come again and start the prayer line anytime. Just hit me up with a text, hit us up, and say, I'm ready, I'm available. Amen. I got a word in my belly, and we would love to have you come.
Well, don't make me move to New Jersey, I tell you. Thank God. Woo, Jesus.
Hey, I felt that in my Holy Ghost.
Praise God.
Amen. That quickened us in the Holy Ghost. We would love to have you in Jersey, too, now. Come on.
Amen. My wife wanting to come. Oh, yes. Praise God. I love y'all, and I thank God for y'all. Thank
you,
Jesus.
Love you, sir. God bless you. All right.
Thank God for you. Amen.
That's our final caller. We thank God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That's our final caller tonight. We thank God. Our sister Rita Pearl, I believe she's listening, probably can't call in. I'm hearing very quickly increase in income.
My God.
Increase in income.
Jesus.
That thing has been on me. And sister
Jesus.
Rita Pearl, we thank God for you. Increase in
income. My God.
This year for you, daughter.
Jesus.
This year for you.
Jesus.
She is a giver. We thank God for her faithfulness in the name of Jesus.
My
she
God.
Gives love. She gives advice. She gives counsel. She gives so many things out of her heart. And God sees. He says, what I see in secret, I'm going to do publicly. So he's going to give her even more.
That's what I hear.
He's going to give her even
more
to give.
More.
Because she's a giver.
Amen.
And
hallelujah.
God has seen that, like Cornelius.
Jesus.
Like Cornelius, Acts chapter number 10. He was such a giver. And that giving got heaven attention.
Yes.
And Sister Rita, you got heaven attention.
My God.
And this year, God says increase is coming.
Jesus.
So receive it by faith and watch what God do in Jesus' name.
My
Hallelujah.
God. My God.
God.
And that's what God said. He's going to do more for you, Sister Rita, than what you left behind. I heard more. God's going to do more than what you left behind. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for the blessing over your life. Hallelujah. As God is increasing you and increasing your income, we declare and touch and agree with you. Amen. For more, for better, for greater. Amen. Hallelujah. Deeper dimensions in him. God is opening up greater revelation, greater revelatory insight over your life. He's allowing you to see like never before. He's allowing you to make an impact for his kingdom like never before. Amen. He brought you out to bring you into greater. He brought you out to bring you into greater. Amen. Hallelujah. He's ordering your steps and directing your path, and he sees your sacrifice. Amen. And God says he's not going to let you outdo him when it comes to sacrifice, when it comes to giving. So get ready for greater. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We're going to have to go. We were supposed to be out of here like 20 minutes ago. We're going to have to go off the line. We thank God for each and every one of you. If you did not hear the preach word on Sunday, it's available on Facebook on the New Creation Christian Ministries page. You can go over to Facebook, either to my page or better yet, go to New Creation Christian Ministries page, and you will hear the preach word. Pastor Anthony preached, nothing is impossible with Jesus. Amen. So go over and listen to that word. I'll put it on our webpage later on tonight when I come back from doing my car duty, my transportation duty for my daughter and my granddaughter. But listen to that word. It's going to bless your life. My new book, Man Problems, is out. If you're not in New Jersey, you can pick up a copy at my website, dpc-books.com, or go over to Amazon and get a copy of Man Problems. Every woman, I have a man who gave me a 5-star review. I have another woman who read the book and came back and bought 2 more copies. She read the book in one day, came back and said, I need 2 more copies. She said, I cried tears of joy, tears of relief. I read that book and I need 2 more copies. So get your copies if you haven't already. If you're in New Jersey, the book launch is February the 11th. So come on over to New Creation Christian Ministries at 3:00, or better yet, come at 12:30 for our service. I'm going to preach, or Pastor Emily's going to preach, and then we're going to launch the book after service. Amen. So we look forward to seeing you on any given Sunday, 14.
82 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. God is moving mightily. This is our year of increase. This is our year of greater. This is our year of more of God. God is moving mightily in the house. Amen. So we are 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. Please feel free to come join us. Everybody is welcome. And meet us tomorrow for Word Wednesday. God bless you. If you haven't sown and you would like to sow, you can do so at our website, nccmonline.org. God bless you. Go in peace and keep praising God in the midst.
Hello? Am I on? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I want to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh yeah, I'm a music major.
With tears rolling down your face, with your heart feeling like it's gonna break, when your earth feels like it's about to shake, when you've taken all that you can take.
Production. I can't hear y'all clapping.